Blog Talk Radio.
Another classic song, along with a topic that will make you go mmm. So sit back, relax on the virtual couch, and Impeccable, Mo, T Million, and Tell Tavern verifies your mind. And now your host, moderator, and sometimes referee, Mr. Impeccable.
Greetings, Song Therapy Land. I don't know if I heard the intro or if I didn't hear the intro. This is your boy Impeccable for another night of Song Therapy. Goodness gracious, let's get together. It's the new year. What we gonna do? Nobody, I thought my mic was on mute. I don't know if I was on mute. I don't know if the world was on mute or if it stopped, if everybody's still stuck from partying too hard on New Year's Eve. Welcome back to Song Therapy 2015. The year has started. It's time to get busy with tonight's topic. We're going to ride right into the 2015. I said it. That's right. You might never tuned in before. This is Song Therapy, today's most hottest progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. I'm sitting back. I hope you're sitting back. I'm unwinding. Matter of fact, you ever know when you just got to take your shoes off sometimes so that you can breathe, so that your socks or your toes can just get a little bit of air? That's funny how that just makes you feel good. Song Therapy makes you feel good like that as well. Molicious, First Lady of Song Therapy, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. I am great. T Million, what's the word out there in Vegas?
Man, I'm chilling here. I'm riding. I'm about to go get me some chicken, and I'm going to be sitting on the show doing my thing.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Riding
chicken.
Into 2015 with some chicken. That's a good way to kick it off. You may have never heard about us. Maybe you have. If you want to keep up with everything that's going on, go to songtherapy.fm. Twitter, we got it. Instagram, we got it. Facebook, we got it. YouTube, we got it. We got it. Just go to songtherapy.fm. That's right, just like the radio station. Tonight's topic. What? Are y'all ready for this? I don't even know where this came from, but it's popular. A lot of people wonder what's going on. But before I just touch on the topic for you music lovers all over the world, who has ever been to a therapist before? Have you ever been on a regular couch? Well, we have something called the virtual couch. That's right. That's where you can go. Digitally, just sit back, get a virtual relaxation, and let all of your problems go into the cloud. Who knows where the cloud is, what the cloud is? We're trying to find out about the cloud. And if your problem is too big, Molicious will pull out the California Virtual King so you can jump on it, flip on it, pray on it, lay on it. Mattress discounted. You can do whatever you want on our virtual couch here at Song Therapy. What is the record we have tonight? Who remembers this? This is a classic. You're All I Need to Get By. That's right. Marvin Gaye featuring. Who knows? I know y'all thinking about it. Tammy Terrell. That's right. You're All I Need to Get By Marvin Gaye featuring Tammy Terrell. Tonight's topic. A doozy. What are the qualities of a ride or die chick? Let me repeat that one more time. What are the qualities of a ride or die chick? Before we jump into it, it's 2015. We're going to give you just a little bit of history about this record. We got a segment called Mo's Yesteryears, and she's going to dive into this record and give us some things that maybe we never knew about this record and this rendition by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Mo?
Hello? Your All I Need is the second studio album by musician Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and it was released in August 1968 by Motown. The highlights of these three singles were written by Nick Ashworth and Valerie Simpson. Your All I Need recorded through 1966 to 1967 and featured two top 10 Billboard 100s, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing and Your All I Need to Get By. It peaked at number 60 on the U.S. Billboard 200 albums. Your All I Need was two singers' final collaboration efforts, as Terrell would turn ill following recording before succumbing a brain tumor in 1970. Now let us listen to the hit track by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, You're All I Need to Get By.
You're all I need. Oh, shucks. I can't wait. I can't wait. That didn't have the Motown sound. You're All I Need to Get By. That was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Wow. Come on, you don't make records like that no more. 2 minutes and 50-something seconds, and you got it. You got it all. All I Need to Get By. This is Song Therapy. This is your boy, Impeccable. I got my co-host on with me, Molicious and T-Million. Tell Tally is still looking for going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or something. I don't know where the brother is, but if you see him, tell him his therapist job will be posted online next week. Anyway, if you just tuned into Song Therapy, we got some rules that we deal with here. First, we tell you a little bit about the song, which Mo did earlier. And then we play the record just to take you back, get you a little bit of musical therapy. And now I'm going to tell you the rules. We're going to break it down verse by verse, lyric by lyric, and we're going to bring this heavy, heavy discussion. You might have heard it on a couple of songs about what are the qualities of a ride or die chick. That's right, we said it, a ride or die chick. We're going to break it down like you've never had it broken down before. We're going to get into the lyrics you might know, the lyrics you might not know, the lyrics you sing wrong, and the lyrics you just sing along. That's our thing. That's song therapy, the real story, the real perspective behind this record. We touch on it all here. Love, hate, romance, sex, drama, money, forgiveness, you name it, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to get some therapy not only for you, but for ourselves, because we need it. You know, the week gets tough sometimes. It's a new year. It's a lot of pressure. Maybe you put some pressure on yourself that you didn't need to. Who knows? But we've stepped over into 2015, and we are ready to go. That's right. Connect with us. Songtherapy.fm. That's right. We stand out from the crowd. Songtherapy.fm. Find out everything that's going on all over the world. Let's get a little word from our sponsor. Uh-oh, we got sponsors this year, everybody. And then let's get into a little bit of song therapy.
Tax season has begun. Are you tired of being quoted one fee only to have it be something different when you get your refund? IntelliTax professionals are here to assist you and give you all the details up front. Want to get your cash back fast? Don't want to wait for a paper check to come to you? Let us maximize your return and get you the largest refund you deserve in the fastest time possible. We care about our customers and provide responsive and reliable service. Our team of experienced tax professionals are here to serve you. Contact Monica.Anderson at IntelliTaxPros.com or Craig.Talley at IntelliTaxPros.com or visit songtherapy.fm for more information.
What? You got some intelligent tax professionals. Y'all never cease to amaze me of the things that the Song Therapy crew can do. The season is here, the time is now, and the refund can be on the way. That's right, intelligent tax professionals. Wow, this week's topic. What are the qualities of a ride-or-die chick? I need a ride-or-die chick. That's right. What's up? What are the qualities? Call in. Let us know. You know, each of the topics each week have symptoms. Typically, a musical therapist handles them. But I don't know who's going to handle them tonight, but Mo, who should we let do this?
This segment is sponsored by IntelliTax Professionals, providing fast refunds and excellent service. Get the refund you deserve today by IntelliTax.
I think we should let T-Million do it.
IntelliTax, but we're going to have to get another check for them. They getting it all in, huh? Let's go. The symptoms. T-Million, what's the symptoms of tonight's topic, my brother?
I was stuck on mute for a second because I was.
Oh wow, the mute button. The mute button. Come on.
I was chewing on some chicken wings.
Okay, all right, I got you. Let's get with it with the program. Get yourself off of mute.
Well, yeah. But you know, listen. You know, I don't have. This is going to be bad. This is real bad.
Look at it. I
And you know what?
Let me help you chicken eating folks together.
Excuse, let me get the symptoms going on. Yes.
What I was going to say to you, sometimes, you know, reading is fundamental, but we ain't going to go there. But
because you know what?
It's right there for you, babe.
I'm looking at my script, and I can't find it.
Ride or die chick refers to someone who, which is normally a girl, hence word chick, is down for everything and anything. Basically, down for both the bad and the good. A girl who is down for her man in any situation. A girl who is not afraid of throwing down side by side by her man, even if she's the only female. A ride or die chick cooks for her man, cleans, and entertains him by any means necessary. Example, she, the girl who rides in the passenger seat with a T heat ready, I don't know what that means, on her lap, knowing all her targets. So basically what that's saying is, you know, she's going to be there and she's going to watch out for her man. If anybody try to get up on him, sneak up on him, whatever, she got him. Her eyeballs are clenched to them and she is in tune with everything with him. That's a ride or die chick. That's the symptoms.
Hey, no, you know, I did that on purpose because I wanted to hear a woman say it because it sounds better.
Oh, really? Okay, because yeah. I got my own symptoms for a ride-die chick.
Oh.
And then an explosion. Then an explosion of a ride-die when they don't want to be a ride-or-die chick anymore. So we get into that.
Okay.
That's just a die-or-die chick at that point. This is your boy, Impeccable. If you just tuned in, this is Song Therapy. My crew was trying to get their symptoms. The musical therapist left them hanging, so I guess they're not used to stepping outside their lane sometimes. But anyway, Mo filled in great after she tried to dag me, spoon feed you to eat some. he was going to make you say that, T-Man. I don't care what happened. You could say, I can't see, I'm blind, I got some hot sauce in my eye. You were going to read that symptoms. You better get it together. We're breaking down You're All I Need to Get By. That's right, by the legendary Marvin Gaye, featuring Miss TT herself, Tammy Terrell. Great record. If you missed it, you can play it anytime or listen back to this episode of Song Therapy and keep it moving. That's right, the phone lines are open. We want to start early. If you want to just raise your hand, if you're listening by way of mobile phone, just press 1 right now, 347-855-8964, and we will get you involved in this. You might have a ride-or-die chick. You might know a ride-or-die chick, and you might have had one and know the qualities that we're looking for to be a ride-or-die chick. You know what? It's a lot of records kind of related to this. Why don't we play a record just to give you a little taste of something else that's talking about a ride-or-die chick, and then we're going to keep it moving and get right back into Song Therapy.
Mercedes, my baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100 here. hit the lottery, nigga. You ain't bout that life, ain't got a lot of me, nigga. You know it to the death, I hope it's I be the nigga. Cross the line, speak about mine, I'm a wave to tech. I'm a geek about mine, touch a nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, bustin' you, we screamin'.
That's right, that's right. Jay Z and Beyonce on the run. This is your boy Impeccable. If you just tuned in to Song Therapy, tonight's record is your All I Need to Get by Marvin Gaye featuring Tammy Terrell. The topic, what are the qualities of a ride or die chick? Don't you want to know? Or maybe you know already, maybe you got one, and maybe you are one. I don't know. We're going to find out, though, tonight, qualities of a ride or die chick. This song starts out, it gets right into it. It's like the chorus is playing, but then the chorus is singing, and the verse is going on. It's kind of really melodical, T-Million, as you are up on this first chorus / verse. Record is 2 minutes and 53 seconds long, but it's a lot said, a lot of words, a lot of meaning within this record. So let's kick this episode of Song Therapy off, 2015. You're All I Need to Get By, first verse, or first part, T-Million.
This is your man T-Million about to break down the first chorus / verse. It says, "You're all I need to get by." That first line is very prolific, as I like to use, because it's basically saying that this man is telling this woman anything and everything about her is all he needs to get by, meaning that all he needs, all he thinks about is her. And it says, like sweet morning dew. Now, dew, we know that probably especially the people that live on the East Coast, you know, when the weather's changed and so forth, when you go outside in the morning and typically at night it's cooler, and then as the sun comes up, you know, it starts to get a little warmer, and it creates that slight mist, or it could be a hazy mist, or it can be a wet mist. But for people that get up in the morning, that's almost like a refreshing thing. You know, it's almost a refreshing feeling. People that run before they go to work, or just take a walk before they go to work, or as they go out to their cars before they leave to go to work, that morning fresh air is so exhilarating. So he's trying to put the perspective of how he feels about her into an exhilarating feeling. And he says, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny. This is the quintessential love at first sight kind of thing, or the fact that maybe the look that she gave him when they first saw each other, it was something that both felt. They both felt within the depths of their hearts that this was a great thing, or per se, from the depth of his heart, this was a great thing. So that's T-Million's breakdown of the first verse.
Kicking it off. You're All I Need to Get By. That's right. Marvin Gaye featuring Tammy Terrell. They look like on the pictures that I saw on the internet and all over songtherapy.fm, they look like they was in love. They had love in their eyes, T-Million. Did you hear how they kind of harmonized in the back while they were singing the first verse? Just "You're All I Need to Get By" was just playing, and they were singing it. What a great, great, great melody. And then right in the middle of the verse, Tammy comes in. And so up next on the second part of this verse, or we can call it the second verse, or whatever we want to call it, because there's so many parts to this record, our own Mo is going to break this down with Tammy's part coming on in. Let's go. Second verse.
You were my
This is your girl Mo on the second verse, and as it goes, with my arms open wide, I threw away my pride. So basically what she did was, you know, she embraced him, and at that point she was like, you know, anything that happens, I'm just going to throw away my pride because I'm going to open my, you know, arms to you and let you come to me, and, you know, I'll sacrifice for you and dedicate my life to you. So she's given up just about what she feels is very important to her just to deal with this person. You know, I will go where you lead me, always there in time of need. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. If you lead me somewhere, I'm going to follow you because I trust and believe that that's the proper way that you have me to go, and nothing will happen to me. And I'll always be there in time of need, no matter what goes on. I'm going to be that person that's going to be there for you. You know, like, impeccable, I'm going to be that person that's always there for you. But kick me to the curb and let me slam out the wall. Something like that, you know? Anything like that. But neither nor the less, she's just basically saying that she's there for that person. She wants to always be for that person. She's going to dedicate herself to them. And it's pretty cut and dry.
Is that it?
That's it.
Pretty cut and dry.
Do
away my pride, I sacrifice you to my do you to the wall. And that was it, huh? You hit your head? Did you wake up? What qualities of a ride or die chick? You're all I need to get by. The record's going on. You know what?
Let's talk about the qualities. Just for a second. Let's just touch on that. I guess y'all don't want to touch on it. Do you know about the qualities of a ride or die chick?
Well, we're waiting for the women to call in. I mean, we got some women who listen every week. Y'all can even pretend that you're not who you are and just call on in,
well,
raise your
hand.
Maybe
they don't have ride or die. Maybe they don't know how to answer that. But for
maybe
those,
they don't know how to ride or die. Why don't you give them a clue since you want to just pop in with qualities?
Well, I mean, point Cammy, ride or die chick is somebody who's going to be there for you no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter if it gets that bad, they're never going to leave your side. You know what I mean? They're going to be there no matter if it's going to be a bad situation. They got the strength to stand there and deal with it and help you through it. A lot of women can't do that. When things get bad, they ready to roll. You know, they can't deal with it. They like it when it's nice and happy and sweet and, you know, when everything is going so well, what they think is going so well, because everything you see is not really what it is. So when everything's going so well, they all in. Oh, I'm there for you. I do what you need to do. As soon as the crap hits the fan, I'm out, boo-boo. You know, they may not say it like that, but, you know, they'll find their way to leave. And then, you know, you stand there with egg on your face. So that's where it is.
347-855-8964. Phone lines are open, wide open. Come on, call in. Let us know what's going on. What do you think are the qualities of a ride or die chick? I'm starting to get some texts. I'm gonna read some of that in a minute. But you know what? Guys love a ride or die chick. Our boy Busta Rhymes wrote a song. I don't know if you even remember this record, but I think you'll remember once it starts to play. Why don't you drop a little bit of that? Busta Rhymes, I Love My Chick, and then let's keep it going with Song Therapy tonight.
I love my chick.
I love you, babe.
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 I love my chick.
I love you, baby.
That's my chick. That's my chick. If she can get it, she the
I love my lady, yep, yep, I love my chick.
I love my
chick, if she can get it.
I love my baby, yep, yep, I love my boy.
I love my chick,
I love my baby, yep, yep, I love my boy.
I love my chick,
I love my baby,
I love my chick,
I love my baby, he brings me joy.
You see, my chick is a one of a kind. I know you wish your chick was a rider like mine. When you see my mention on my shorty, you die. When she throw away the people, they be skipping the line. Listen, it's not the reserve to ask for a fella. And if I had to skip town, she hold a stash for a fella. I'm saying, see, that's my chick, that's my chick, that's my chick.
I love my chick. I love my chick. When the last time we heard that song?
Who knows? Well, who loves that chick? Who loves that chick? I'm telling you, a ride or die. That's right. Song Therapy going down tonight. You're all I need to get by is the record. Marvin Gaye. The phone lines are starting to blow up. My text is blowing up. And you know what? I think we have a caller on the line. Mo, who
Hello.
Do we have on the line tonight?
This is Tiff.
Hello. Tiff.
Hello. Hey, Mo.
Hi, you're on the air with Song Therapy.
Hey, Kevin.
Welcome to the show, Tiff. She just going to call me by my regular name. I don't know you, but I'm talking about, hey, Kevin. Hey, Tiff. All right, anyway. I know you want to chime in. You were texting me, but I think it could better be said, you know, coming straight from you. Welcome to Song Therapy. If this is your first time calling in, we'd love to hear a woman's perspective of what are the qualities of a ride or die chick.
Well, the qualities of a ride or die chick is pretty much you have to have your man's back no matter what, through good or through bad. When things get rough, you just can't leave. But it works both ways, though. Guys nowadays don't even know what a ride or die chick is because of the simple fact they're stuck on the glitz and glam. So they don't know the difference. So when a female basically comes to them and asks them with a simple text of, hey, how you doing? I hope you have a great day, without having any type of alternative motives behind it. A lot of females nowadays, when they send a text of, hey, how you doing, sometimes has alternative motives behind it or want something behind them. But if you have a female that has her own stuff together and she's just only coming to the team to make you better, you have to be able to see that.
And you're saying sometimes,
we have some clappers.
Well, I can hear the virtual claps going on throughout the airwaves because, you know, all the women's necks probably roll when you said that, Tiff. So what do you think? A guy's too blind to know if he has a ride or die?
Yeah, I mean, if you go between now of what society is now from back then, if you notice back in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, up to the early part of the 90s, you actually had rhythm and blues. You had where people didn't mind talking about their feelings, didn't mind talking about love. But now you have pretty much where it's gotten to the point where music has also come to the point where it's degrading women. So men are basically putting it on the pedestal of a woman being sold to the point of what she's supposed to be doing and not even looking at the small things that she does do. If she washes, she cooks, that's a plus. A lot of women don't even know how to cook, don't even know how to wash.
Better tell them. You better tell them on Song Therapy. Man, ride or die chick, we getting into it. Qualities are being put out there. They say, fellas, that we're not paying attention. We're missing it. We're missing the small things, and the small things add up to make a great, great ride or die chick. We're just using the chick as, you know, nothing personal or nothing derogatory, but just as, you know what I'm saying, my lady, my woman, one who's going to stand by me and be there through thick, like you said, Tiff, good and bad. I thank you for calling in the Song Therapy. Tell a friend and get on the virtual couch. Don't let the problems get, you know, don't let the problems get you down.
All right.
All right, we have another caller. Mo, we have another caller, or we just want to keep going?
I was trying to see. I think they aren't. Keep talking.
All right, well, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving because the hour is drawing near. Man, This got the blood pressure going. What are the qualities of a ride or die chick? Thanks, Tiff, for calling in. That was Busta Rhymes. I love my chick. Let's just keep it going to the part three or the third verse. 2 Million, you back up on that. And then let's keep the song going so we can get through these lyrics. The lyrics are right there for you online, songtherapy.fm.
Oh, we got the caller wants to come in now.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's make room for the caller. Let's go. Who we got now?
All right. We got T-Bone.
Hey, this is T-Bone. Hey, y'all.
Hey,
T-Bone.
What it do? What it do?
How are you today? What's going on?
I'm good. Listen. I've been listening to y'all talk about this ride or die stuff, right? Let me tell you when I thought my chick was ride or die. You want to know about this? You want to hear about that?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, listen. We was on vacation in Hawaii. You been to Hawaii before? You know they got beaches out there. Okay, listen. So we running down the beach in the sand. So you know how the typical thing where a man's supposed to pick up his woman and take her across the threshold and all that? Well, mm-hmm. My girl, she decides to pick me up. I'm like, man, I'm 220 pounds, and my girl picked me up and walked me through. I mean, that's a ride or die chick. The chick that's stronger than you, that's a ride or die chick.
That's what you're looking for, T-Bone? A woman to take control, huh?
I like a woman that can cook, that can take control, and she's bigger than me because she can help me fight. She can help me fight.
That's
like
a man's perspective. So the qualities
you
you're looking for.
You like them big, T-Bone?
I like them real big. I like them bigger than big. Godzilla big.
So T-Bone, let me ask you a question. So what if you saw this ride or die, she wasn't big, you know, but she had all the other qualities, like she could cook, she could clean, smart, intelligent, all that stuff, you know what I mean? The perfect person. I mean, you would just because she wasn't big, you wouldn't be interested?
Look, Melissa, listen, I'm from the South. We like some meat on our bones down here.
Okay.
We like meat on the bone.
Okay.
Can't blame the man for that. You can't blame somebody for everybody. If you just thank you, T-Bone. I know you may have called in before, but keep listening to Song Therapy. Tell all your friends down south that you know.
Listen, I'm thinking about having my guy Jesus here call in next week. Y'all good on this thing. Y'all good.
Hey, qualities of a ride or die chick. Woman that'll pick you up. Goodness gracious. We're breaking down the record, All I Need, You're All I Need by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. We had Tiff call in. We had T-Bone. What's going on with all these T's tonight? Hey, we're starting off the year 2015. Terrific. I couldn't even think of any more T adjectives. I ran out of them. I'm going to work on them. But T-Million is up next on the third verse. Let's go.
I mean, this is pretty fast. This is T-Million going to break down the third verse, which is real quick. But it's funny how you said all the T's. You had Tiff, you said, right, and then T-Bone, and then you got T-Million. That's kind of funny. Anyway. So it says, and when I lose my will. So people know what that is. I mean, we all know what that is. Your will is that something that's inner. You know, it's that inner strength. And sometimes when you're down and out or when you're destitute about from something, you know, you have that will thing that they call it that puts you like on a low. Your energy level is low, your mental level is low, your physical level is low, everything is low. So your will is your inner self. And it says you'll be there to push me up the hill, meaning that when I'm down and out, you're gonna be there to help push me along, help bring that positive back into things, bring things, you're going to breathe more positivity into my life, and that's what I'm going to appreciate about you. That's T-Million, break down the third verse.
Right. Everything's going fast. They're going back and forth. They're singing verse by verse. Marvin and Tammy are getting in. Their chemistry is kicking. And then they go into a little bit of harmony. Play the next part, fourth part. I'm up. Let's go. They were getting into it, T-Million, on your verse. They just like, you be there to push me up the hill. And then right at that moment that they were giving him a push, that she was giving him a push, they just harmonized and they melted into There's No. And then they say, no looking back for us. And then they said, we got love. I mean, this is an old saying, because you can tell this was written in Motown's era. They said the next line was, show enough. You remember that? Show enough. We got love. Show enough. And that's enough. After they said show enough, then they go back to, they're looking in each other's eyes. They're gazing at it. They're just like, you're all. I mean, this is, they're pouring it out right here. This is the ride or die. This is the love. This is the passion that's going on right now. They say, you're all. And then they repeat it. You're all I need. And kind of breathe in and breathe out and say, to get by. You know, you just need enough just to get by. You all I need when I'm having a bad day to get by. When the times are tough, get by. When it's bad or good, can we just get by? What do I need? I need you to get by. Man, this plot is thickening. Tonight, it's song therapy. That is Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. My phone is blowing up. I see words like loyalty, period. That's a ride or die chick. Loyalty, period. One says accepts a person's flaw. Another text says supportive, courage, and consistently has the person's best interest in mind, has the person's back while being intuitive enough, using these big words on me, intuitive enough to know what help can enhance or hurt them, being loyal, loyal again, and showing the one thing that all couples need. Unconditional love. 2015, we're going into it. Man, song has passion. It's full of energy. It's full of musicianship. Nice harmonies, nice melodies. We're going to put a pause right there. Put a pin in. Let's get our Pinterest ready. Let's get it ready. Songtherapy.fm. We're going into 2015. And for the first time of the year, we're bringing it back. Moe's Therapeutic Reflections. Everybody breathe in. And breathe out for a second. Let's get off the You're All I Need for a second and let Mo take us to a place in song therapy that helps us just make it a little further along the way.
Sometimes we submerge into life as it happens, never thinking of you. And why is this? Because we have not yet found the most beautiful part of the inner you. As we transition through life, and I'm talking about women, forget you. That happens because life choices and family, work, and everything around you deals with others. Meaning, getting a catch up on the subconscious mind and not the inner you. Guess what? That you that submerges deep inside, you must find it. You might say, how do I really take the time to find it and gain everything there is to know about the true me? Well, here's where I step in to shed some light to show you how to find the inner you and stay with the inner you. See, life begins as it happens in most cases. Typically, it starts when you are in the younger you. When you are maturing as a woman, there's a little bug that sometimes shows up and makes you curious about all types of pleasures and all types of things that you've heard and what you've experienced inside, correct? And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter what you look like, how small, how big you are. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you can find out the inner you immediately. Secret is, Most men look for the woman with the inner you because it's exciting to them. Have you ever really studied a man and his wants? Well, if you haven't, you might want to put on that list of things to do and make sure you find the inner you. Researching a man's wants and his needs is really important when you're trying to find the inner you and the inner him. You've got to stay ahead of them, and you have to be loyal in all aspects of life. That's your therapeutic reflection.
Gotta be loyal. Loyal is the word. We're back. Song therapy. Thank you, Mo, for that therapeutic reflection. I heard Moments of Love playing in my mind in the background. We're going to get that music right for you in 2015. The candle was lit. My lights were dim. I was getting my therapeutic reflection on. Well, we're back. Song therapy. It's going down tonight. It's a great show. Great record. Great music. Don't you just like to hear that every now and then? Great record. Great music. Great melodies. Great harmonies. And if you just look and just look back and do some research on Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, they made some beautiful, beautiful music together. We're going to hear another word from our sponsor, and then we're going to keep it moving and find out. This was a short song, 2 minutes and 53 seconds. T-Million, we're going to keep it moving right after a word from one of our favorite chicken-eating sponsors. Let's go.
From the aroma as you enter the front door to the great customer experience, Wing Heaven provides food for the soul, from chicken gizzards, fried catfish, and our amazing signature chicken wings. And to top it all off, to quench your thirst, the sweetest taste of old-fashioned Kool-Aid. So come on down, stop in, and enjoy the Wing Heaven experience. Only the good chickens make it in. Located at 7785 North Durango, Suite 135, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131. Corner of Durango and El Capitan, right next door to Retro Bakery. So call ahead to place an order at 702-834-7785.
What? Wing Heaven. Did you say only the good chickens make it in? Okay, we can't let you say that all year like it's only on the West Coast. If you're in the South, if you're up on the East in the Maryland area, or even Grand Rapids, Wing Heaven is taking off. First store in Georgia, opening within the next 30 days out in the Stone Mountain, Snellville area. If you live out there, come by and see the good chickens that make it into Wing Heaven. I'm getting hungry thinking about it. This is Song Therapy. This is your boy Impeccable. You're All I Need to Get By. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, doing it in a duet like none other before. Tonight's topic: what are the qualities of a ride or die chick? We've heard it. I've heard the key L word, T-Million, ringing loud and clear: loyalty. When you look through all of the other things, there's been some good things said tonight. Good texts, good calling, even T-Bone. He has his quality of just a strong back girl who can pick him up across the threshold. I got to check T-Bone's temperature to see what he'd be drinking. Said he's from the South. Could be some moonshine. But let's keep it moving. Part five is what we're calling it, because we're just breaking these verses in half and just trying to give you the lyrics so that you can get the therapy from this song. Let's go. Part five.
This segment is sponsored by Wing Heaven. Only the good chickens make it in. So come on down to Wing Heaven.
What? You just kind of keep making me hungry.
This is your man, T-Million, up again, about to break down this fifth part. And it says, "You're all I need to get by. Like an eagle protects his nest, for you I'll do my best." Now, we know that from the wild, you know, the eagle, you know, birds, especially as prey, they're very, very, very territorial. So they're going to protect their area, especially their dwelling, you know, to the death. So basically, he's saying, "I'm going to do my best to protect you from anything and everything." It says, I'll stand by you like a tree and dare anybody to try to move me. Like, you know, he's going to he's gonna be her rock, you know. He's going to be her salvation, so to speak, rock and salvation. And everybody knows that, you know, a tree is something that is there for years and years and is staunch, is solid, and it can't be moved unless you cut it down, unless you mow it down, cut it down. And he's saying, without fail, that I'm going to stand by you like a tree and dare anybody to step to me. So that's T Million's breakdown of the fifth verse.
We said stand by like a tree. Tree planted by the river. That's a strong stance on some love right there, T Million. Strong, strong stance. Sounds like you wanted to say something.
Who, me? I want to say some more?
I don't know. I mean, I you know, that was just me. That was my inside voice wondering what was going on. Let's keep it moving. You were planted by a tree and dared anybody. You remember, like, you dared somebody to do something back in the day? Back in junior high school, I dare you. I dare you to try to move me. Come on, part six. I'm up. Let's go. Song therapy. This is Tammy coming in. This is your boy, Impeccable. She's saying to her man, darling, and you I found strength where I was torn down. She was torn down, T Million. She found some strength in her man. Don't know what's in store, but together, that strong, strong word, but together, we can open any door. Not by herself, not by himself. The ride or die, like the caller said earlier, was both ways. Together, we can open any door. Then it goes on, just to do what's good for you. They cared about each other's well-being, about each other's dreams and goals. What was good for the other person. It wasn't just a selfish thing. Somebody said you got to pay attention to the little things and let them add up to be one big, wonderful thing and inspire. Where's the inspiration in the relationship? Where's the inspiration in the love? Where's the ride or die? Not only on the woman's side. We know men, we know we want to ride or die, Chick, but you got to inspire your woman too so you can open any door. They basically say to inspire you a little higher. They move. I mean, if you see, that song is just moving. It's like, it's moving. The tempo is moving. But they're saying some deep, deep, deep words of togetherness in this verse. And then, Mo, it looks like you take us home on part 7 and part 8. So why don't you play that and let's keep on moving.
Sorry, I was on mute. This is your girl, Mo. I know you can make a man out of a soul that didn't have a goal. And then it goes on to say after that, because we've got the right foundation with love and determination. You're all I want to strive for and do a little more. You're all the joys under the sun wrapped up under into one. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need to get by. Simply these two verses combined together is just basically sharing and saying how these two people, well, Tammy and Marvin Gaye actually sang the song to each other and basically saying that the love that they had, they built a foundation. And within the foundation, they were able to strive with each other, where it goes back to what the caller said, it takes both people in the situation in order to appreciate a ride-or-die chick. So within this, it's saying that both of them realize that the foundation that they have built with love and determination, they're able to take everything for granted, not take anything for granted, and be able to be there and have it to the point where they know that they need each other. Anything that they're doing, they can suffice it, and they're able to deal with it because she knows that he's there for her, and he knows that she's there for her. Not only does she have his back, he appreciates her in that respect, and he's saying to her, you're all I need, because you're all I need to get by, because when I wake up or I'm here, you're the person that I see, and you get me through the day just like I get you through the day. And that's Mo on the bridge.
Getting through the day, all I need to get by. Where has the hour gone? What is a ride or die chick? I think we've had some good starts. We had actually some great calls. We had some great texts. We got loyalty. We got understanding. We got accepting the flaws, the good with the bad. It's wrapping it up. It's a lot that it makes you think about in a relationship of good qualities. And sometimes you have to do T Million the old Ben Franklin clothes. You put a list, you make a line down the middle, write down good qualities on one side, bad qualities on the other. And whichever side is bigger, you'll know what kind of person you have in that relationship. They call it the old Ben Franklin. Don't trust me, look it up. Man, where has the time gone? Tammy Terrell, Marvin Gaye. They look like they was really, really getting into it. Who remembers the symptoms back from the beginning? I don't even think we have to go back over them because I think they were pretty much recapped throughout the show by the caller.
I can read them.
All right. Well, why don't you reread them in case somebody came in the middle and they missed the symptoms of a ride or die chick, and then we can go on with our final words, unless another caller wants to sneak in before the end of the show. If you're listening by phone, just press 1. We will get you on because we appreciate you taking part in a little bit of song therapy because it makes you feel good. Sometimes it doesn't, but tonight it's going to make you feel good. T Million?
Thank God for PDF files. So, anyway, explanation, symptoms of the topic. It said, okay, what are the qualities of a ride-or-die chick? And basically, a ride-or-die chick refers to someone who, normally a girl, hence the word chick, is down for everything and anything. Basically down for both the bad and the good. A girl who is down for her man in any situation. A girl who's not afraid of throwing down side by side with her man, even if she's only female. That's what T-Bone was talking about. And a ride or die chick cooks for, cleans for, and entertains her man by any means necessary. I'll leave it there because the rest of it I'm not understanding.
You might get hit in the head with a watermelon or something. You don't want to read any more symptoms of a ride or die chick. Now, when you do some research on the topic or look on the net or try to do some personal research or go into some things that you've noticed throughout the relationships you've been in, you'll see some things, and in some cases, men are pushing the envelope just a little bit too much on the ride or die, and they're not willing to do their part or not actually even paying attention to the little things that the woman is doing, and she's actually riding and dying, and they don't even know it. And then you kill the relationship, but that's another story. We're going to get to our final words. Do we have any other callers? I don't see any hands raised, no fingers up in the air, no digital. Nope. So we're going to keep it going. Ride or die. What are the qualities? We heard loyalty. We heard intuitiveness. We heard of a woman knowing what her man's need, anticipating what he's going to go through, the circumstances, difficulties, the good times and the bad times. Where are you in this situation? This is your boy Impeccable, Ride or Die Chick. You guys have pretty much touched on a lot of the qualities that I look for in a Ride or Die Chick. And basically, it's all wrapped up into unconditional love, loyalty, understanding. I think we could write a whole book on it. Passion, down for whatever. Watch football even if you don't like it. Just a woman that just wants to hang out with you. You know what I mean? Hand you the tool if you're fixing the car. Whatever's going on. Somebody who just will ride with you through any situation, the good and the bad. Into the sunset or through the war or through the fire or through whatever situation will be coming your way. That's my qualities, or at least some of them. If you want to hear the rest of them, get the book, Impeccable's Qualities of a Ride or Die Chick. T-Million, you know we're going to let Mo go last. Final words on this topic tonight, my brother.
It's funny how you said that, you know, watch a football game when, even when you don't want to. But it's funny. But you better not sit there and say, man, was that a foul? Was that a double dribble?
Well, you got to, you know, you got to teach. You just can't let her watch and not educate her a little bit. You know what I mean? If she going to be there, she might as well learn with the game a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? But, you know, a lot of that chick to me, man, and Mo, is I think it makes for a better relationship, no matter what that relationship is, because at the end of the day, you know, it's just not, and I guess it could be another topic in another show, but it's just not a ride or die chick, because that's what we've been saying all this time. But it got to be, you know, it got to be both sides. It's a ride or die guy, you know. So if you're able to sustain everything together, you know, it's about an equilibrium thing. You know, you do your part, she does her part, and it makes for a great relationship. But, you know, and that's what ride or die is to me. You know, she's going to be there when you're up and down, and but the thing is, you got to be there when she's on the up and down as well. That's my last words.
That's what I'm talking about. I think those are the qualities that people are looking for to keep the relationship going, to move through it. It's not always going to be sunny days. But together, like Tammy and Marvin said, you can get by. That's all they needed was each other. Holding on tight, doing it together to get by any circumstance or situation. First Lady of Song Therapy, Mo'Licious, final words on tonight's topic.
Qualities
of a ride or die. Go ahead,
For me, my final words are, you know, a lot of times ladies do not use, you know, the labels of a ride or die chick, you know, because they hide the fact that their motivation should hold on to the relationship. Because back in the day when you say ride or die chick, when you use a chick at the end, that subtly kind of pushes people off to that phrase. But however, I think that a lot of times guys don't realize that they have a ride or die chick. You know, sometimes it's mistaken for something else, or it's just mistaken for, you know, that's my friend, we cool, because they're too much of a ride or die. But at the same time, you know, a lot of guys miss out on that ride or die chick because you're not looking for that. You know, you're looking for something totally different. Yes, the ride or die chick is a person that basically is there for you no matter what. You know, they, like it's been said over and over, they cook, clean, they're there for you in every aspect. Not only that, you know, other things that you can do, you know, they sit, they can watch football, they can, you know, whatever it is that they do for their man, they're all about doing it. And the reason why they do that is because they want to show you that how much they care about your well-being, care about being around you and making you happy as well as making them happy with you. Because a lot of times when women see you like that, they're like, okay, you know, he likes to do this, but you know what? I got his back. I'm going to do it for him. I want him to see, you know what I mean, what type of person and that I would never leave him. And some guys just dismiss that factor just to see something else. Like they say, the grass is not always green on the other side of the door, but, you know, sometimes it happens. But, you know, to all the women out there, if you find somebody that, you know, you can be down with or someone that you can cater to and someone that you feel as though that's going to reciprocate the same factor, go for it. If not, if you're being a ride or die and they're not giving it back or they just don't see it, either you talk about it or guess what? Go to someone else who will appreciate you for who you are, because not most men do until you're gone. And that's Mo, our last words.
Last words, a doozy, Marvin Gaye, You're All I Need, featuring the beautiful voice of Tammy Terrell. Mo and Mo's Yesteryears, did they talk about their, did they have a love interest going on, Marvin and Tammy? T-Million, you remember
did,
that?
They did, but I didn't mention it in Mo's Yesteryears.
Because that usually, when they made records back in the day at Motown, a lot of them were, you know, were riding through there together at Motown, and they made some great, beautiful music. Why don't you take us out? It's been a great night of song therapy, and we look forward to coming back next week to find out what the topic's going to be and what the song therapy crew is going to get into. Mo?
This has been a great evening again. We would like to thank you from the entire crew for hanging out with us on the virtual couch. We would like to thank you for taking the journey and keeping the music alive and remembering the moment. We would like to make sure that the memory lasts forever each and every time you visit the show. Join us next Tuesday as we continue to come into your mind, your body, and your soul. Until next week, good night, everybody.